Here is the week in Congressman John Faso news. Votes he took, positions he espoused, and protest rallies and town halls that he attended or not.
According to the website 538.com, Representative Faso votes with Donald Trump's positions 90% of the time.
This week, one election forecaster moved the 19th congressional district election between Representative John Faso, Republican from Kinderhook, and Rhinebeck-based Democrat Antonio Delgado from Tilts Republican to toss-up, and another gave Delgado a slightly better chance to win November 6th. Inside Elections updated 32 contests this fall, mostly towards the Democrats, and now lists the Faso-Delgado election as a toss-up. The 538.com website released their U.S. House election forecast August 17th, and that lists Delgado with a 51.6% chance of winning, Faso with a 48.4% chance of winning another term. 538.com prediction currently forecasts Delgado with 48.2% of the vote, and Faso with 47.9% of the November vote. I'm Tom Rowe for WGXC.
MidHudsonNews.com is reporting the New York State AFL-CIO has endorsed Antonio Delgado in his campaign to unseat Republican incumbent John Faso in the 19th Congressional District. The union did not endorse anyone in the 18th Congressional District race, pending the outcome of the Democratic primary in September. Incumbent Sean Patrick Maloney is also running for state attorney general. The union endorsed Governor Andrew Cuomo and Lieutenant Governor Kathy Hochul and incumbent U.S. Senator Kirsten Gillibrand for re-election. The Times Union is reporting the AFL-CIO is also backing Democrats in nearly every contested seat for the state Senate. Only 15 Republican senators were endorsed April 21st by the political arm of the state federation, which has 2.5 million members. The union backed 36 Democrats, including four running for open seats. However, the AFL-CIO did not endorse a candidate in the race to replace Republican Senator Kathy Marchione between Democrat Aaron Glad and Republican Daphne Jordan. Nor did the group endorse either candidate in the race between Amador and Strong. David Lombardo is reporting for Capital Confidential. The odds are decreasing that incumbent Republicans John Faso and Claudia Tini will keep their congressional seats, according to an analysis by CQ Roll Call. The 19th and 22nd congressional districts moved from tilt Republican to toss-up August 21st, as Roll Call upgraded the Democrats' chances in 30 districts and improved the Republican outlook in two races. Faso is facing attorney Antonio Delgado, and Tini is being challenged by Assemblymember Anthony Berdissi. Nathan L. Gonzalez, an election analyst for Roll Call, said, and I quote, "Their re-election chances shouldn't be regarded as any better than a toss-up at this point," end quote. 538's new forecasting model is also calling the Faso-Delgado race a toss-up. 538 estimates that both the Faso Delgado and Tini Brindisi races will be decided by a handful of points. Read the full story at Capital Confidential. William J. Kimball reports in the Daily Freeman that while Michael Cohen, the president's former lawyer, accuses President Donald Trump of committing a crime, Representative John Faso, the Republican of Kinderhook, does not believe he should be impeached. Faso said by phone, and I quote, "It's a serious issue, and I think it has to play out, and we'll see what unfolds. I've said from the get-go, the Mueller investigation should go to its natural conclusion. Let the chips fall where they may. The only thing that we've not seen yet is a specific allegation in terms of any of these legal matters that have been pursued by Mueller of the issue of conspiracy or collusion with a foreign government by the Trump campaign. That may yet happen, but let's wait and see what unfolds," unquote. Cohen pleaded guilty to 5 counts of tax evasion and a single count of bank fraud and said that he lied on a home equity line of credit to obtain money to pay off Stormy Daniels. And I quote, "in coordination with and at the direction of a candidate for federal office," end quote. And that he did so, and I quote, "for the principal purpose of influencing the election," end quote. Trump said he knew about the payment, and there is an audio recording of him discussing the payment with Cohen before the election. Trump's lawyer, Rudy Giuliani, has said that Trump campaign officials met with Russians to get political dirt on Hillary Clinton before the election. Basso said, and I quote, "I think what that speaks to is political stupidity, because the first thing anyone in that campaign should have done should have been to report that overture by the Russians to the FBI and not have that meeting," end quote. Read the full story in the Daily Freeman. New York League of Conservation Voters Education Fund is reporting the major party candidates in the 19th congressional district race will face off in a forum focused on environmental issues August 29th. First-term Congressman John Faso, a Republican from Kinderhook, and challenger Antonio Delgado, a Democrat from Rhinebeck, will participate in the event sponsored by the League, the Friends of the Upper Delaware River, the Coalition for the Delaware River Watershed, and the Delaware Highlands Conservancy. The forum will focus on efforts at the federal, local, and state levels to protect the Delaware River watershed. According to the League, the watershed provides drinking water to 15 million people and is responsible for 600,000 jobs and $22 billion in annual economic activity. The event will be held in the Western Hotel's Grand Ballroom in Calicoon, 6 p.m. Wednesday, August 29th.